The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Here's your last daily Mass of the Easter season and your last little thought for the season. Jesus says to Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Three times Jesus asks that question of Peter, echoing deliberately the three times that Peter had denied that he loved the Lord when he denied him on Holy Thursday night. And poor Simon Peter, trying to redeem himself in the Lord's eyes, answers three times, "Lord, you know that I love you." But what we don't get in this gospel is the meaning of the word love, because it turns out that in the original text, in Greek, there are two different words in this dialogue that John uses for the word love. You might have heard of these words before. Agape and philia, two different words for love. Agape is the word that refers to sacrificial love and total love. Philia, by contrast, that's just the love of friends. It's there, but it's quite imperfect. And so Jesus asks Peter two times, "Peter, do you love me totally and sacrificially?" And two times Peter replies, "Lord, I love you, but it's just the love of friendship." And for the first time in his life, Peter is unabashedly honest. No more posturing, no more boasting, no more grand pledges that he's going to lay down his life for Christ and be faithful to the end, but just a humble confession of his own limitations. "Lord, I love you, but my love is far from perfect." Okay, and here's your little thought for the day. When you pray, be just that honest with God, just like St. Peter is here. Because God already knows who you really are. If you think that he's asking something of you that you can't do, just tell him. And then tell him to supply what you need. You want to pray this prayer. "Lord, you put into my heart the desire for what you will." Can I share something personally here with you this morning? That little thought changed my whole life. It's probably because of that prayer that I'm even standing before you here this morning. It's probably because of that prayer that I became a priest. I had a real strong suspicion that God wanted me to do this with my life, and I had a really strong conviction that I did not have it in myself to do it. And I met a very wise man who told me to pray that prayer. Just said, "Lord, you put in my heart the desire to do what you will." Pray that sincerely. And it will be answered. And God will meet you right where you are today. And that's what matters. Just like here in the gospel, the third time Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? He asks him, Peter, do you love me like a friend? And Peter says, yes, Lord, that's exactly it. I love you just like a friend. And then Jesus says that one day he will love Peter sacrificially and totally. One day they will lead you where you do not want to go, signaling by what kind of death he would glorify God. Peter will love Jesus perfectly. And God will bring him there. How? Because Peter's going to take our Lord's words to heart. After he said this, he said to Peter, follow me. And that's your last little thought for the Easter season. Our Lord loves you just the way you are, but he loves you too much to leave you like that. Confess to him your weakness, ask him to supply what you lack, and follow him, and he will lead you home. Amen.